Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to my NFL game preview this week. It's the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the New York Jets. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen. The Cincinnati Bengals, man, two tough losses, 0-2, coming off a Super Bowl appearance. They got the white John Schaaf, Joe Burrow. I'm still thinking the guy's one of the most talented football players in the league right now. 537 yards on the year. 6 yards of completion that's kind of low. 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. They still, I think, got the best young wide receiving core in the league. Jamar Chase, 183 yards on the year, 15 receptions, 1 touchdown. T. Higgins, 98 yards on the year, 8 receptions, 1 touchdown. He's averaging 12 yards a catch. Jamar Chase is averaging 12 yards a catch. Then Tyler Boyd, 6 receptions, 56 yards on the year, 1 touchdown. My point, Jamar Chase last year had over 1,800 yards and I believe 18 touchdowns. But this is the key to the Cincinnati Bengals, and this is to Hootie Nation. When I look at what has happened after these two games and the money that you spend on the offensive line, some of that blame got to go on your head coach, Zach Taylor. You went out, you got Ted Karras, you got Alex Kappa, you got Lyle Collins to go along with Jonah Williams. This is your starting offensive line. These are guys that's going with Mr. Jonas Williams that's played in the league. And after two games, Joe Burrow's been sacked 13 times. 13 times. Now, I don't know the crazy number. Last year, I think he was sacked 50 times, something like that. At this pace, the young man going to be sacked almost 80 times in a year. He's not going to make it. That's the problem with the Bengals. That's the reason that y'all lost both games. Y'all got too much talent on the outside. Zach Taylor, get it together. You're going on Broadway. Now to the New York Jets. Robert Saleh told y'all, all y'all that was criticizing him after game one, he said he was going to take receipts. I like that. In the most highly publicized media market, Robert Saleh came out and called y'all out. And he came back in his Jets. Beat the Browns 31-30 last week. Joe Flacco, 307 yards last week, 4 touchdowns, baby. Joe Namath, 1968, Emerson Boozer, Matt Snell, Don Maynard, Johnny Simple. That Robert Saleh, how he called them reporters out. It was just like when Joe Namath was at that Miami Beach Hotel in 69 and guaranteed the Jets was going to win. I love it. I love it. Neon Lights, George Benson on Broadway. The Jets, Joe Flacco, But I'm going to say this. You know what I came impressed with last week? The young man out of Austin, Texas, by way of the Ohio State, Mr. Garrett Wilson, rookie, 8 receptions, 102 yards. I love it. He represented the Ohio State. Chris Carter, David Boston, Terry Glenn, Michael Jenkins, Michael Thomas, Joey Galloway, the Ohio State Buckeyes in the house. This is a very, very serious football game. The Jets are playing with house money. 1-1, baby. Joe Flacco, Robert Saleh. But I'm going to say this to the Bengals Nation if you're watching this video. There's some games to change your season. This is a game that the Bengals have to have. You lose this, you go 0-3. And it's hard to come out of a hole when you're 0-3. You can come out of a hole when you're 0-2. But 0-3, it's going to go real south quick. This Bengals team has got too much talent. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Joe Mixon. I'm really shocked at the offensive line, though. 13 sacks in 2 games. I got a very talented quarterback in Joe Burrow from the Ohio State, LSU. The bottom line, if the Bengals protect Joe Burrow on Sunday, they should win this football game. But I said it's going to be a close one. The Bengals 31, the Jets 28. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on One of the Odds Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Cincinnati, the Asley brothers, Ronnie, Ernie, you are in trouble. Midnight Star, you got to have it, Cincinnati. Be blessed.
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. It's my NFL game preview. The Detroit Lions taking on the Minnesota Vikings. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely, surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer, Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. Well, 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 Detroit. There was a team that was on Hard Knocks this season. And I'm going to go back to last year. When they hired Dan Campbell as the head coach, and I like his press conference when he said that we're going to bite off some kneecaps. Well, you know, I broadcast here locally out of the metro Atlanta area. I live here in Douglasville, Georgia. And I remember some media members came out and called him a buffoon and said he was crazy. And you know who I'm calling out? Because I remember your name. You was a quarterback on the 1980 National Championship team in Georgia. I'm not going to call your name out, but you know what I'm talking about. And you call the young man a buffoon. And I say, wow, why are you ripping Dan Campbell? And why everybody saying he's a buffoon? But all I know is right now the Lions are 1-1. They scored 35 points in a very close game against the Eagles. They could have scored 36 points against the Commandos. Jared Goff, 471 yards, 6 touchdowns on the season, 1 INT. When he came in the trade over there, when Detroit traded Matthew Stafford to the Rams and they brought in Jared Goff, I remember people saying, Jared Goff is a bust. He can't win the big one. But all I know, Jared Goff is only one of the few quarterbacks that's gotten his team to the Super Bowl. Then I look at that great tailback. Out of your school, you know what I'm talking about, 1980 National Championship quarterback, DeAndre Swift. He's averaging 10 yards a carry on you, 200 yards, 1 touchdown. Remember in Hard Knocks, when Deuce Staley, the running backs coach, said, man, you could be the best in the game. DeAndre Swift is doing his thing. But what's been most impressive, 2 players. Amon-Ra St. Brown out of USC. 17 receptions in 2 games, 180 yards, 3 touchdowns. Now, he was a 4th-round pick. So he don't get the love of former USC receivers like a Marquise Lee, a Nelson Aguilar, a Lance Swan, a Keyshawn Johnson, a Dwayne Jarrett, or Johnny Morton, or a Curtis Conway or a Robert Woods. But let me tell you something. That young man is balling from USC, California, yay, the city of Compton, Hollywood. He's laying it down in Motown. And then Aiden Hutchinson. That young man, I didn't know he had a little soul in him. Remember he did that skit? Michael Jackson. Come from a good family. His daddy, Chris, is a doctor, formerly University of Michigan alum. But man, last week, 3 sacks against Washington. He's got 2 tackles for loss. I see why that everybody's saying he was the best player in the draft. At the time, I was still wavering that fact. I put my money on Kayvon Thibodeau. But I tell you, I was wrong. Aiden Hutchinson, you did your thing. You balling. I'm looking at Al Baker, Robert Porcher, Alex Karras, Dan Campbell, you Motown, baby. Freda Payne, Anita Baker, The Temptations, Thomas Hearns, McDonough, Eminem, Bob Seger, Kid Rock, Keith Washington, Berry Gordy, The Four Tops, Smokey Robinson, Dan Campbell. You bagging up what you saying in the Detroit, baby. Now you're going on the road and you're playing the Minnesota Vikings. There's one thing that I look at a football player. I look at Kirk Cousins. I think he's a very talented player. Very talented. But every time, even when he was in Washington, when it's prime time, he wets the bed like he did Monday night. 27-46. 3 INTs, 1 touchdown, 221 yards, only 4 yards a catch, a pop. And then you 2-10 on Monday night. When it's a big game, Kirk Cousins hasn't answered the bell. And he's got 2 of the most talented offensive players in the game. It's unthinkable and not accepted that Justin Jefferson out of LSU last week only had 48 yards receiving on 6 catches when the previous week in the opening game he had 184 on Green Bay. And then Dalvin Cook, who I consider one of the top 5 backs in the game, only had 6 rushes for 17 yards. Something out there in Minneapolis, Kirk Cousins, you got to be the man, man. It's time. You got paid. You was first quarterback that got paid that huge money. It's time for you to step up because you got a Detroit Lions team that's coming into Minnesota this weekend. They on fire. They coming with Motown, baby. They're coming with Madonna. They're coming with Glenn Frey, the Eagles. They coming. Dan Campbell. He biting kneecaps off. Remember at the end of Hard Knocks what Dan Campbell said? The young lady asked him, how do you think this Detroit Lions football team is going to be this year? Remember it took him almost maybe a minute or two to really sit there and think. He said, we could be good if we want to be, if everybody listens and buy in to what we're doing here. Aaron Glenn, Kevin Shepard, Stevenson High School, LSU out of this area, Mark Brunell, Hank Fraley, Deuce Daly. That's what I love about him. The guys put together a real great coaching staff. And it's coming together. The Lions, I'm taking them in the win over Minnesota. 27-21. I'm taking the Detroit. I'm buying that drink in Detroit. Len Barney, Charlie Sanders, Mel Farr, Billy Sims. I'm biting kneecaps off. Dan Campbell, I'm loving you, baby. One more time, Detroit Lions 27, the Minnesota Vikings 21.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner. And to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, thank you. Have a good day. Motown.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.